Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you, having a great visit, or about to have a great visit, I should say, with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, someone who is an original member of our Brain Trust. She's already had her 13th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, and always a pleasure to have her back on the show. She's the president of Galen Institute. She's the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. Grace Marie, welcome back to the show.
Jim, always a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. Grace Marie, the SBA is celebrating Small Business Week this week, but you and I are celebrating it together with the U.S. Chamber next week. You and I will be together in the same building, doing different things, but serving small business owners with the U.S. Chamber on Monday, and I'm looking forward to that.
Well, I think that's really so important. They've got hundreds, maybe even more than 1,000 small business owners coming from all over the country to talk about the current political environment, the current economic environment, and, of course, I think that health care and the whammy that's coming with Obamacare is going to be a hot topic, and that's one of the topics of our talk in the afternoon on Monday.
Well, that's what yours is going to be specifically, and I promise you the panel I'm going to be moderating is going to be talking about some of the challenges facing small business, and we're going to have small businesses on the panel, and I promise you the concern about health care is going to be one of the issues we'll be teeing up for your session in the afternoon. I'm looking forward to being there, but to being there with you. There are a number of things, Grace Marie, that have small business owners concerned right now. The overall economy, the anti-business rhetoric that's coming out of the administration is beyond anything in my career. I've been around a long time, Grace Marie, and I have never heard anti-business attitude and rhetoric coming out of a presidential administration like this one has, with the Boeing issue, with the assault from Obamacare. I mean, I typically don't come down hard on presidents very much. I typically talk about policy, but I'll tell you, Grace Marie, this is the worst I've ever seen, and it's having a direct effect on the attitudes of small business owners.
No question about it. And, you know, being inside the Beltway as I am here, it is really frightening to see the many levels in which that's true. Absolutely, the president's top-line rhetoric and the legislation that they have passed that has been so hostile, but it seeps throughout the entire bureaucracy with the rules and regulations and mandates and demands that they make on business. I think they just don't have a sense of what it takes and the incredible risk that small business owners take every single day they get up about how they're going to make the payroll and continue to produce products and services that are going to please their customers, what they're going to do about the competition, how they're going to pay their taxes, the millions of things that small business owners have to worry about just to stay in business. And then on top of that, you overlay the decisions that are being made by this administration that are making the business climate so much more hostile. And I'll tell you, with healthcare, every time I give a speech, somebody tells me, I'm afraid to grow my business because I don't know what's going to happen with all of the new mandates.
And yet, the administration doesn't understand why unemployment keeps going up. Instead of, it's going the wrong way. The last time they adjusted it, it went up 0.2 of a point, and why hiring is not happening more than it is, and they still don't see that the connection between their behavior and the results on the ground in the marketplace.
And the president goes out and gives a speech just demanding that the companies hire more people.
Yeah.
And so, you know, goodness gracious, do they not understand that they can't hire people unless they have know that they have a market for
right.
what they're selling, for heaven's sake?
Absolutely. And so, folks, this is an example of the chickens have come home to roost in the economy based on the policies, largely the policies of the political class in Washington, D.C. And it's not all Mr. Obama's fault, but a lot of it is coming from his administration. And one of those big things is Obamacare, the health care bill that was passed a little over a year ago. And we come back. I want Grace Marie to talk to us about how that bill is now that it's seeing the light of day, now that people are realizing what it actually is going to mean for them, a lot of them are asking for exemptions. Do you and I have the ability to get an exemption in our small business? I'm going to ask Grace Marie that after these messages. Tony Tail, stay with it. Stay with us.
I was a dandy, yeah, my
kind. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.